95.3 The Bullet, Steve Summers.
And Ryan Sartori.
We are the Morning Stampede, and welcome. We are so excited about this morning. I love when these things happen organically.
Me too. They just kind of happen,
which is great. We have an artist. Cliff Dorsey is here with us, along with Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Hi, Cliff.
How
are you, Cliff?
Doing well, Steve, Ryan. Thanks for having me this morning.
All the way from High Springs, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right there next to Gainesville, North Central Florida, home of Tom Petty. Yeah.
At least he didn't say the home of the Villages, because everybody knows about the Villages.
That's a little farther south.
All right, so you are traveling across the country, spreading country music, and how long have you been in Nashville now?
So Nashville, I moved in March, but I've been back and forth for a few years. 3 years, 4 years. I actually did a competition up there in Brentwood area called Nashville's Got Talent. I landed second in that. I did all original songs the whole time, which I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
It gave the judges something different to work with. But I pride myself in songwriting for sure, but singing with a Black Sheep label group, well, since 2021, and we got our album out right now. New Neon's the title track on that.
I love that song, too. So you're going to play. You brought your guitar, which is great. But before you do that, you came with gifts from Florida. We love this.
Natural Bridge Honey right there. That's a wild flower. And shout out Natural Bridge Honey over there in High Springs, Florida.
Tell me a story that you were just telling Ryan about with Long Black Train.
Yeah, so I was 15 when I first started playing guitar, 15, 14, around there. And all the men in my family drive freight trains for a living. I'm also the only one that plays a guitar, so that's how I'm here today.
You defected from the family business.
A little bit. And my brother's fourth generation. My dad worked there for 45 years. They're engineers. They drive the freight train for CSX down there. I was 15 years old. A music store opened up in my two red light, green light town of High Springs. My mom works at a barbershop there on Main Street. And so I checked out this business, being there, visiting my mom on Main Street, walked down to Music Junction. There was this guitar hanging up on the wall. And I'm a very shy person. Music has brought me out of my shell a little bit. I was like, I got to get that guitar and learn one or two songs I could sing to myself.
In your room alone.
Right.
No one around.
So my dad got me the guitar. I took a few lessons. And about that time, Josh Turner came out with Long Black Train. I heard it on the radio down there in Florida like 25 times, playing it every day. And then CMT, the music video, came across. And I was like, there is no way that Josh Turner looks like that and sounds like this. And I was like, Lord, if I had a voice like that, I would do something about it. And my mom's always had me in church. I went to a church school. It kind of tied freight trains and the Lord, you know, God, into one song. So that was right up my alley. A week later, after I said that, Lord, if I had a voice, I'd do something about it. A voice change. I was 15, 14 years old. So at that point, I was like, I just made a deal with the man upstairs.
Yeah.
So what do you do about it? Well, I have a guitar that I've had for 5 months and took some lessons. So I went and learned Long Black Train in my room. And I'm singing very, you know, very shy. And it was like this, which is just down. I'm strumming down. There was no up yet. And my mom said, wow, I've never heard you sing like that. And I was like, yeah, you know, all like, you know, nonchalant. And so then we go to church that week and it's packed. It's like an event going on. And she goes, hey, Cliff, I volunteered you to sing in front of the congregation. And I'm like, that is the worst thing you could have ever told me. I'm like, no. I can't. I got to go home. Like, this is not going to happen. I couldn't get up there on stage and say hello to everybody, much less sing a song that I had learned for a week and play a guitar that I've had like 5 months of lessons.
Wow.
I mean, my loving mom, she's the greatest, but she's like, you're going to do it or else. Which, because at this point, now I'm thinking about it, you know, she wanted me to do it for sure, but she had already told the pastor that I was going to do it. And she didn't want to be embarrassed and go back.
Right. So
you had to do
this now.
Right.
Yeah.
So I went up there, stared at the floor, and sang Long Black Train. Didn't forget any of the words. And my church said, just says amen, stood up and started clapping. And I was like, they're being nice. Okay.
Yeah, so they have to do this.
To wrap up the story here, everyone said, Cliff, you did a good job. I'm thinking, this is church, you're being nice. But the people that were involved in the music, they said, Cliff, you did a good job. When are you going to sing again?
Wow.
Which gave me that little bit of confidence that I didn't die, you know, when I got up there.
Yeah.
And then they said, when are you going to sing again? So it must not have been that bad. And I knew it wasn't great, but it gave me that foundation.
Wow. Such a story. Plus the tie-in with the Lord and how you had to sing on his property first. Yes. I mean, that's kind of like, you're right. You got the double deal going there.
That's country music.
Yeah. We're talking with Cliff Dorsey, who has a new single called New Neon. And what are you going to play for us today?
So today I'm going to play a song off the New Neon EP. It is a song that I wrote myself in North Central Florida on a rainy day. It's called Jukebox Dream.
All right. I'm ready to hear it. Let's do it.
Here we go.
It's Cliff Dorsey.
Here's Jukebox Dream. Hope y'all having a great morning out there. Darkness runs on the neon lights, so do my blues. Whiskey and friends make me feel all right. Work is a mixed drink muse. And while the music is playing, my heart is hanging. Instead of holding on your memory, honky-tonk vacation, lonesome medication. A good time, place I may never leave. I'm living in a jukebox dream, where misery is a melody. A two-step to love and regret, a country western waltz to forget. Line dancing, she don't need me no more. Good thing I'm not the only one out on this floor. Moving on to a midnight swing. Oh, I'm living in a jukebox dream. You may wonder how I feel inside, how much I hurt, how many tears I cried. But despite your concerns and the bridges you burnt, guess I'm doing all right. 'Cause I'm living in a jukebox dream, where misery is a melody. A two-step to love and regret, a country western waltz to forget. Line dancing, she don't need me no more. Good thing I'm not the only one out on this floor. Moving on to a midnight swing. Oh, I'm living in a jukebox dream. If y'all got a fiddle out there, this is your part. Hope you're having a great Friday driving around out there. If you know what, sing along with me now. It goes like this. Well, I'm living in a jukebox dream, where misery is a melody. A two-step to love and regret, a country western waltz to forget. Line dancing, she don't need me no more. Good thing I'm not the only one out on this floor. Moving on to a midnight swing. I'm living in a jukebox dream, and moving on now to a midnight swing. I'm living in a jukebox dream.
Oh yeah! Oh my!
Thank you,
Cliff Dorsey. Everybody, that's crazy good. I can see why your mom wants to, you know, use you at every event possible now.
And rest assured, he's strumming both up and down now.
Yes, that's true.
On the guitar, so he's learned.
The fact that you learned your guitar and that you have got that confidence now and you're not as shy and you perform in front of people, that's crazy good. What a great story for other people who are suffering from that fearness, that shyness thing.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that was a while ago. I'm 29 now, as of September 26th. It's past, about to get in a new year. But
that's a great time to have a birthday.
Yeah.
Mine's the 27th.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't get him
that's
a gift either.
That's what I was talking about, Ryan. Yeah, I knew we had something going on there.
There we go.
Yeah, but it's been a fun ride, and I've learned a lot. And I think just, the way you treat people and show country music for what it is, which I think another great example, shout out Cody Johnson out there. I think
that's
a great guy that if you want to know country music, there you go. But it's been awesome.
So I have a question. Do you have another song in the chamber that you'd like to share with us?
Oh,
We'll give you a couple minutes to mull that over.
I think the Long Black Train would be good.
I think so, too. But we'll let you decide because we'll take a break. Yeah. We'll come back in just a little bit.
All right. Well, let's dig in the catalog a little bit.
Yeah. Bring out something brand new or something very old. Who knows? We'll let you figure that out.
It's Cliff Dorsey with 95.3 The Bull. Back in a moment.